Good morning, and welcome to Let's Talk New Mexico. I'm Marisa DeMarco, a reporter here at KUNM. Today we're talking about things that don't cost any money, public resources and fines around our community that are available to everyone. For example, did you know that you can check out zoo passes from the Albuquerque Public Libraries, or cake pans, or ukuleles, or Wi-Fi hotspots? And we want to hear your tips, too. What are your favorite no-cost public resources or programs in New Mexico? We'll be making a big list of everything we're talking about and everything we hear about today from you to post on our website online at KUNM.org. And we want to pool our knowledge. What do you know about free stuff? Or what do you wish were free? Join the conversation by calling 277-5866, or you can tweet us too with the hashtag Let's Talk NM. I just want to mention that there are some restrictions on public radio, so we cannot talk about prices today for anything. We are only talking about things that don't cost any money at all and never do, and that are open to the public. Earlier this year, I stumbled on all these things that my local public libraries offer beyond books. So there's also Wi-Fi hotspots, which I mentioned, that can be checked out for a couple of weeks, packages of seeds that don't have to be returned, audiobooks, ebooks, movie downloads, music. I had no idea. Linda Davis is the Assistant Director of Collections and Community Engagement at the Albuquerque and Bernalillo County Public Libraries. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marisa. Thanks for having me.
How does the library decide what it's going to offer?
Well, a lot of it, of course, is based on request that our customers tell us, oh, I saw this really great thing while I was traveling at the Seattle Public Library. We also have the ability for you to tell us what you'd like us to buy in terms of audiobooks and e-resources, because we have on our website a place where you can suggest a purchase. And another thing is we look to our peers. What are our peers in public libraries throughout the country doing? And if possible, we'd like to jump on their coattails and offer those things in Albuquerque as well.
So you want to make a Spider-Man cake, right? And you're probably not going to want to make it more than a couple of times. So you can check out a special Spider-Man shaped cake pan from the library, right?
You absolutely can. You have said it beautifully. We have about 70 different unique cake pans, and they're themed cake pans, a lot of your Disney characters. You know, you have the 2 or 3 year old birthday party. The birthday boy wants Thomas the Train. Well, we have that cake pan for you. And you might go out and buy it, and they can cost somewhere between $25 and $40. And you use it once, and it goes into the back of your closet or cupboard somewhere in your kitchen. And it never gets used again. So we're here to help with that. And, you know, we have things like golf clubs and golf bags for dads for Father's Day, guitars, Hello Kitty, very popular. And if you don't find what you want at your local branch, then you can look online and see all of the cake pans that are available and have it held and sent to your branch just like a book.
Oh, wow. So if you see it and it's across town, you can request that it comes to your neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So by loaning out these items, are you also hoping to help the community cut down on consumer waste?
Well, I hadn't thought of that, but yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really good a way to think about that. And I'm guessing it's going to cut down on garage sales, though, of cake pans. And we also, you know, we have like the best community ever. And so a lot of folks will also donate cake pans to us. And we're happy to take those. We're thrilled for that. So it's been a really good program. And to be perfectly honest, not much damage to those, like, because they're metal, you know, or there's some metal alloy. Those are the ones that we have. We do not have the cake pans that are like silicone based, because they don't hold up well for us. So we go with the Wilton cake pans.
Cool. And what are some of the most popular things that aren't physical books that people can check out from the library? What do you see a lot of people coming in for?
Well, as you mentioned, we have the ukulele program, which was a wonderful donation from Judy and Michael Muldauer, who are quite the accomplished musicians in town. And they had heard about ukulele loans and musical instrument loans at another library. And they were a driving force and made this donation. And we have them available. Now, we don't allow those to circulate around and do a hold on them because, you know, they're sensitive to a lot of manipulation through our system of holds where we're putting things in cases and driving them around town. So at our Wantabow, our North Valley, Rudolph Anaya North Valley Library, and also at the Arnold Ferguson Library, you can walk in and check out a ukulele for 3 weeks, just like you check out a book. And we also have several opportunities for you to come to jams and learn how to play. If you're a beginner, that's at the Wantabow Library. And if you're more advanced, that's at the Arnold Ferguson Library. All of that information on our website, which may I give a plug for that, which is abqlibrary.org. A lot of people are like, well, why isn't it part of the city? And it is. If you go to the city website, cabq.gov, it will redirect you. But direct to the library is abqlibrary.org.
Yeah, so people can check out a ukulele, learn how to play it, and then go back to the library and jam with some other ukulele enthusiasts.
Exactly. And if you might have been thinking, oh, I might purchase a ukulele, but will I really like it? Well, here's your opportunity to find out before you purchase.
Right, right. People also can check out audiobooks, right, which are really popular right now. And
Huge.
You have some online music services.
Yes, we do. We have streaming and downloadable service for music. Those are very popular services. And just because people might not think about this, and these are these kind of weird, interesting, unique little stories. Audiobooks, very, very popular with long-haul truckers. Mm. We have several branches where they come in and they will get them on CD, change out the CDs in the truck while driving, or we have the downloadable where you can download to your device, and then, you know, it could be, you could be playing it in your vehicle or whatever. Very, very popular.
Yeah, so you're saying you've had some surprises with who makes use of these services,
yes,
like long-haul truckers and the audiobooks. You also mentioned that you have community baby showers at,
yes,
the libraries, and you were surprised at who was taking advantage of those as well.
Exactly. So we do the community baby showers twice a year, and it is a shower. There's cake. There's punch. There's also the opportunity to do a craft, and there are lots of local partners with us, like groups of from midwife groups and from various hospital entities in town, and La Leche League and others. I'm forgetting lots of partners. We have so many partners. We're so lucky. So you get to come and talk with them about services that they offer that you as a newer expecting parent might not have known about. And when we started this, we, again, on the shoulders of our peers from a library system out in Washington State, we learned about this and said, this would be great here in Albuquerque. Let's do this. And our Public Library Foundation also supports this, and they provide a gift. So it's a shower, cake, punch, you get a gift. But what we found was that because we have a large military presence here in Albuquerque, we were told by at least three different new mothers who had come through to various baby showers that they didn't really have an opportunity to have a shower because they were stationed away from home and friends. And we know a lot of people do like Skype baby showers and other unique things now when they're at a distance from their families, but that this was very meaningful to them, that it filled a gap for them socially and emotionally to be able to come to something like this, and the sense of community, which we were like, oh my gosh, that's like such a great story. And you know, that's why we go to work every day, is to provide those kind of opportunities for our community.
All right. Diana Delgado is with Albuquerque's Cultural Services Department. Thanks for being here this morning, Diana.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. So you mentioned that there's a program you're really excited about at the libraries that you want to take advantage of, right?
Oh, I'm like gushing on the libraries right now. I get so excited about libraries. They just do, as Linda was speaking about earlier, just so much. Like, I don't have Wi-Fi at my house. I can check out a Wi-Fi hotspot from the library. I just think that's so cool, especially when I have guests come over who are used to having access to the internet.
Yeah. And sick houseplants.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. The sick houseplants. So the libraries do this Master Gardeners program at almost every branch. And Linda, please hop in if I'm misquoting something. But you can take your houseplant or take a photo of a houseplant if it's a really big one and show it to these Master Gardeners. And they can help you identify what's going on with it and help you take care of it.
Yes, it's wonderful. They are generally, they're with us from April through September, October. Again, all volunteers. I'm going to say that probably a dozen branches of our 18 have this opportunity. And it's various Saturdays. Like it might be the first Saturday at one branch and the second Saturday at another branch of the month. And you can find that all of that information on our website. But they're volunteers and they're amazing. Their depth and breadth of knowledge is so amazing. And we can't thank our volunteers enough for that. I mean, we have so many types of volunteers that just bring a richness to the community that help us and help our community grow and prosper. And we're so appreciative.
All right. We already have some calls coming in. We are taking tips from people out there listening today. And also, you know, maybe you've been to another city and seen a free public resource that you think is really cool and you wish was here. We want to hear about that, too. Let's hear right now from Sarah in Albuquerque. Good morning, Sarah.
Yes. Am I on?
You are on the air. Good morning.
Yes. Okay. Sometimes I get a click. Oh, yes. And also the another wonderful free things from the libraries put on by the League of the Women's Voters, ladies, is the Who's Who's Political Directory. It's a little white booklet. Were you familiar with that?
No. It sounds very useful.
Well, you know, it's put next to, like, camping sites and bicycle paths and dog parks and all kinds of things that they have, Explorer and things like that. And I've always skipped over it. But what it is it's the contact information to all of our senators and representatives from our county. And I wanted to call them and talk to them for many, many years. And there they were all in one booklet. And it talks about, like, the meetings in Rio Rancho and city council meeting in Albuquerque and different judges and all different types of pueblos and their city meetings, all the information, Corrales meetings, you could go to those. And they have that in the little booklet. And also you could go to their office. They're by Manal and San Pedro. And if you go there, like, Monday through Friday from 10 to noon, you could always pick up, they'll, you know, give you booklets also. But they're all available in the public library. You should just grab it and take it to go with you. And the book now, it's going to expire in, like, November 6th after the election.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to grab, like, 10 or 15, you know, to give out to your friends and neighbors, it'll be wonderful.
And so it has a list of who's in office. It has their contact info. It has public meeting info. Is that right, Sarah?
Right. And then different pueblos in Cuba, all different towns. If you wanted to go to, let's say, a Bernalillo County meeting, it has that information second Tuesday and fourth Wednesday of every month. And then you could email all of your representatives from this area about, let's say, for example, you know, wider sidewalks and more bicycle paths, you know, and
mm-hmm.
Something like that. And you could, if you have any good ideas, like we want to have self-driving cars here in Albuquerque, why can't we get them tested? You could write them letter emails. They all have their emails, P.O. boxes, phone numbers, and I've been writing them letters, and it's all in that little booklet. So it's called a Who's Who's Political Directory.
Yeah, very cool. I think sometimes we hear so much about national politics and maybe we don't realize that there are people who represent us who are representing just our neighborhood or a couple of neighborhoods. And those are the people who need to hear about your concerns about your neighborhoods, you know? All right.
Many people, they don't know who their senator, their own counselor, their representative, their senator is, the one that they vote for. You'd be amazed that most people do not know that. So you can find them in that little booklet, you know?
Yeah, awesome. Thank you for that tip, Sarah. I appreciate it. All right, Diana, what are some of your favorite resources or events in Albuquerque that don't cost anything at all or require a ticket?
Well, what I'm really excited for, because it's actually happening this evening, is Chatter, happening at the Albuquerque Museum. And so Chatter is chamber music, and I grew up playing the violin, and so I love it. Today is all Baroque music, so I'm super excited about that because I also love Baroque music. And so that is happening this Thursday, so today, and next week from 6 to 7 p.m. But today's special because it's also the third Thursday of the month, and every third Thursday the museum has extended hours and free programming from 5 to 8:30 p.m. So not only today at the museum am I going to get to hear beautiful chamber music, but I'm also going to be able to view some of the galleries. There's also going to be an art making activity. It's going to be fun for the whole family, and I'm just super excited for that.
All right, we're talking about stuff that doesn't cost any money, resources, activities, events. Do you have any good tips for us? What do you and your family make good use of? Do you check in with your local public library? Why or why not? Give us a call at 277-5866. Tweet us with the hashtag #LetsTalkNM. We're going to take a quick break.
The law firm of Rothstein Donatelli is committed to supporting KUNM. Since 1976, the firm has litigated Native American law, criminal defense, wrongful death, and civil rights in New Mexico and nationwide. Info at rothsteinlaw.com.
When the Dover Quartet got together as students in Philadelphia, it just felt natural.
In a sense, we came from two different quartets, actually, that sort of became one, a topless quartet and a bottomless quartet.
Coming up, the fully formed and fully clothed Dover Quartet on the next Performance Today from APM.
Weekday mornings at 9 on KUNM.
Welcome back to Let's Talk New Mexico. I'm your host, Marisa DeMarco. We're talking about having fun and finding what you need without spending any cash today. And we want to hear from you. We're looking for stuff that doesn't cost anything and never will, and that's open to the public. Call us at 277-5866. Diana Delgado is with the Albuquerque's Cultural Services Department. We're talking about your favorite free stuff in town.
Yes, my favorite free stuff. There's so many things I love, but as I was saying, the Albuquerque Museum. So third Thursdays are always fun, always incredible. And it's fun because it's also after work. So it's from 5 to 8:30 p.m. That's free. But also every first Wednesday of the month, the Albuquerque Museum has free admission. So you can go during their normal business hours, which I believe is 9 to 5. And then every Sunday from 9 to 1 p.m., the museum also has free admission. And there's beautiful galleries there. There's some galleries that are basically permanent collections. There's a gallery called Only in Albuquerque that's really fun. If you haven't gone to see it yet, it's basically about what makes Albuquerque beautiful. And then there's always like their main gallery that rotates, I think, like every 6 months. And there's also a community gallery that shifts out every 6 months.
And there's some passes available at the Albuquerque Public Library and also public libraries all over the state that will get you into any of the state's museums and historic sites. And that pass is good for up to 6 people. And you can check it out from your library. Right, Linda?
Absolutely. We're so thrilled that the state has made this available. And for people who don't know that the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science, where that fabulous Da Vinci exhibit is taking place, that's something that's one of the museums on the pass. And you have to pay an upcharge for the Da Vinci exhibit, but the rest of the museum is free with that pass and with, as you say, 6 people. We're very thrilled that the state makes that available to us and very popular. People have sometimes never been to some of these museums and historic sites. Mm-hmm. Historic site very close to us here in Albuquerque is, of course, the Coronado up in Bernalillo, which is just such a fun and amazing place to go to.
We have Cass from Albuquerque calling in this morning. Good morning, Cass.
Hi.
What's your thought today?
I work for a nonprofit called Cottonwood Gulch Expeditions, and we partner with Bernalillo County to provide, we're an educational institution, and we provide educational services at the Bekeke Open Space in the North Valley. We have a lot of family fun, kind of family-centered events. We're open every Sunday from 12 to 5, where families can come for free and check out backpacks and look at microscopes and explore the park a little bit. And then we do some kind of some other centered events this Sunday from 1 to 3. We're doing a splash day and grape harvesting of the grapes that are out there. Later in September, we have fort building that's available for the whole family. We have a lot of lecture series where we have experts come out and talk about geology or ornithology or anything that they are excited about. And they, you can kind of, that's usually more adult-centered. We have a history series and a naturalist series where people come and talk about what they're interested in and what they're experts on, and adults can come and listen to those lectures. And we also have a classroom that is available for work retreats for nonprofits and partners of the counties to come in and use and rent the classroom for their own kind of needs. There's bathrooms and facilities and stuff in there. And then we also provide field trips. This is all sponsored through Bernalillo County. So if you have a school that wants to come to the Bakeke Open Space, you can hire me or one of our expert educators to be a guide throughout the park. And Cottonwood Gulch has some grant funding through the Forest Service and is able to provide expedition field trips kind of all over northwestern New Mexico to the Cibola National Forest for Title I schools.
All right, Cass, so that's a lot going on at Bakeke Open Space. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. We also have a question from BJ Shendo. He says he heard something about Esperanza Bike Shop doing free repairs on bicycles. And I actually found this and was interested in it, too. It's the Esperanza Bike Safety Center. It's another city program. It offers classes on riding your bike around town, classes on working on bikes. It's also open to the public and has bike repair tools and parts. So if your bike's got a problem, you can take it down to Esperanza and make it roadworthy again. We're going to take a call now from Anne in Los Alamos. We are talking about free resources all over the state today, so we want to hear from you, even if you're not in Albuquerque. Good morning, Anne.
Hi. I'm the artistic director of the Los Alamos Concert Association. We have a longstanding tradition of admitting all students ages 6 through 18 to our concerts free of charge. This is a really great deal for families. The artists that we present have made a name for themselves in great concert halls all over the world. For example, our season will open on September 28th with the Brentano String Quartet, and they're going to bring with them Korean pianist Yekwon Sunwoo, who captured the gold medal in the 2017 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition. Those free youth tickets are available at three Los Alamos outlets. They're at CB Fox Department Store, Smith's Marketplace, and Smith's in White Rock, or they can simply be requested at the door. Our venue is the Duane Smith Auditorium on the campus of Los Alamos High School. It's quite a large venue, and so if you were coming from out of town and wanted to pick up tickets at the door, you wouldn't have any trouble getting a seat.
All right. Thank you, Anne. Now let's hear from Tana in Española. Good morning, Tana.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's going on?
I wanted to let everybody know here in Española that jazzercise classes are free for girls or boys ages 16 to 21.
Cool.
Here at the Española Fitness Studio in Española.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for calling in this morning. We also have a comment from David Torres on Facebook. He says the National Hispanic Cultural Center has tons of free events, health and medical information, cooking demos, food activities. Their Salud y Sabor event is tonight at 5:30. We also got another email comment from Brian. He says veterans with VA medical cards can ride the New Mexico Rail Runner for free. And Vernon says the Small Business Development Center in Albuquerque offers free professional business consultations. Now we're going to go to Marianne Hatchett, who's with the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
So this department includes museums and historic sites all over New Mexico. What are the most popular historic sites in the state, do you think?
Well, I would have to say that, you know, there's the Jemez Historic Site, Coronado Historic Site, as well as Lincoln, Fort Sumner, Fort Selden, Fort Stanton, and the historic Los Luceros property in Alcalde. So I think Jemez and Coronado are, in this part of the state, the most visited and the most popular. But, of course, you know, Lincoln is the heart of where, you know, the Lincoln County Wars and the notorious, infamous Billy the Kid. So there's always a lot of activities going on in Lincoln. It's hard to say which one's the most popular. I don't have those statistics in front of me, but it's one of those three, definitely.
So we mentioned that there are some passes folks can check out from libraries around the state to check out historic sites and museums in New Mexico. Are there other ways for New Mexicans to enjoy their museums year-round for no cost?
Well, right. Now, just want to make sure, because I admit I wasn't listening to the top, but that family pass is available for checkout at all New Mexico public and tribal libraries, and it provides free admission for up to 6 people to any of the state-run museums and historic sites. And those museums are the New Mexico History Museum and the New Mexico Museum of Art on the Plaza in Santa Fe, the Museum of Indian Art and Culture, and the Museum of International Folk Art on Museum Hill in Santa Fe, and then 2 museums in Albuquerque. One, you were talking about the National Hispanic Cultural Center. That's the museum in there. And then there's our most popular museum is the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science. We have the New Mexico Space History Museum in Alamogordo and the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Museum in Las Cruces. So on the first Friday of, or the first Sunday, rather, of the month, at the Albuquerque and the Santa Fe museums, that's free to New Mexico residents with ID. And then on Wednesdays for those museums as well, throughout the system, all of these museums and historic sites, it's free admission to New Mexico senior citizens with ID. So there, and throughout the year, there are just many, many events in our department at one of these institutions. Like, for example, this Friday night, there's free music on Spanish guitar music on the plaza in celebration of the New Mexico Museum of Art, and that's with the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival in celebration of the Santa Fe Indian Market. And that Indian Market's going to be going on all weekend in Santa Fe, which is, you know, on the plaza. It's from 9 to 4 Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, there's no fee to get in there. So there's always a ton. And there's a free reception today from 5 to 7 at the Farm and Ranch Museum in Las Cruces for the opening of Jacob Pfeiffer's My Long Journey exhibition. So there's always something at the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs. And the way you can check that is go to the Media Center, which it's http://, and then it's media.newmexicoculture.org. And on there, there's all our recent press releases, but there's also an events calendar that tells you what's happening throughout our system.
All right. Thank you so much, Marianne. We're going to go to John in Albuquerque. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'd love everybody to be aware of Off-Center Community Arts. Off-Center is a wonderful opportunity for people to express themselves artistically in a variety of ways. It is a no-charge opportunity for people to use the open studio that's located at 808 Park Avenue, close to Robinson Park, just off of the south end of downtown. And it's available for open studio. It's a place where people who are emerging artists can have their art displayed and a chance to sell it in the gallery monthly. Or there are also displays that are put up with a focus theme. Many people are aware of the Off-Center Folk Art Festival that happens every year in Robinson Park. Again, this year it's happening on Sunday, September 30th, and if you've ever seen kids line up in a parade with their puppets and just march through the park and through and around all the different vendors, it's a joy to see those kids' faces. So Off-Center is there Tuesday through Saturday, and it is a free open space for people to come and express themselves.
All right. Thank you, John. I want to tell you guys about one that I found that I was surprised by. Well, first of all, I was surprised that there are full gyms in our community centers that so you don't have to pay gym fees. You can go exercise at your local community center. And the Jack Candelaria Community Center in Albuquerque has 3 full boxing rings, heavy bags, speed bags, cardio machines, totally open to the public. Anyone can go there to make use of their boxing equipment. And it's been around since the mid-90s. So, you know, I'm a lifelong Albuquerque resident. I had no idea. So, Diana, tell me, you're working for the city doing cultural services. You guys have done a lot in Civic Plaza lately, right?
Yeah, and that's actually something else I'm really excited about. So Civic Plaza is just... it's just so fun. I work at City Hall, and every day I get to hear people, like, shouting and having fun because there's a new splash pad out on Civic Plaza that mm-hmm. I really want to go play in every day, and I can't because I'm working. But that's really fun. And at night, there's, like, beautiful LED lights, and so it's also still really engaging and fun even when the sun starts to go down. Civic Plaza, we have that big, new, beautiful screen, so we've been showing movies. Just last month, they showed Coco, which, again, is one of my favorite movies. And then the thing that I'm most excited about, because it has to do with art and local artists, is there is a Prado exhibit of 92 replicas from the Spanish National Museum of Art from Spain, obviously. And so we have 92 replicas that are 1-to-1 scale ratio. And so that's really cool because basically what that means is the size of the replica you're viewing is the actual size of the painting. So some of them, it's just a portion of the painting because it would be impossible. It's like they're humongous. It's cool. And then some of them are really tiny. It's so fascinating. But on August 21st from 7 to 8 p.m., we're doing kind of a fun take on a docent-led tour. So what we've done is we've reached out to a bunch of different artists that live here in the city that do different mediums of art, everything from circus artists to poets to painters to musicians to performance artists, and we've asked them to come and view the exhibit and pick a piece. And instead of doing the normal docent thing where it's like, this is a piece painted with this kind of paint from this century, we've asked them to come up with an artistic response to this piece. And so some people did tell, like, historical facts about it, but some people also wrote a song, and some people are doing painting responses to the painting. And so that's completely free from on Tuesday, August 21st from 7 to 8 p.m., and I'm very excited for that.
Awesome. Another thing that I discovered is that the Animal Humane runs a pet food bank in New Mexico for pet owners who can't afford to feed their pets 1 month. So they'll do it on an emergency basis for families, too. And it's part of an effort to help people not get forced into a situation where they have to surrender their pets to a shelter. So you can go pick up free pet food for your pets through Animal Humane. They do that all over New Mexico. And they also take pet food donations. We have tons and tons of calls coming in this morning. Let's go to Kathy in Albuquerque. Good morning, Kathy. Kathy, are you with me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I work with the Rio Grande Food Project here in Albuquerque, and we offer free groceries to really anyone. We won't turn anyone away Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we offer groceries from 10 to 2, and we're just closed from noon to 12:30, and then Saturdays from 9 to noon. So people can come and get a week's worth of groceries, which includes dry goods, any frozen meat products, and fresh produce. So we're located south of the 40 on Coors. On the east side of Coors, across from West Mesa High School, we're located behind the Rio Grande Presbyterian Church. So our address is 600 Coors Boulevard. And all like right. I said, we won't turn anybody away.
Thank you so much. And we are going to find all of these resources and post a big list on our website, kunm.org, after the show. Right now, I want to go to Sylvia Ulloa. She's a reporter with New Mexico In Depth. She's on the phone with us from Las Cruces this morning, where she lives. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What are some popular things down in Cruces that don't cost any money at all to enjoy?
Well, if you're an outdoor person here in southern New Mexico, you pretty much have a bonanza of things that you could do. A couple of years back, they created they named the Oregon Mountains Desert Peak National Monument. And that's one thing that I just love to go out and see. There's so many different places that you could go to. It's really widespread. It's like five different mountains and like a half a million acres of land. So I've been out to many areas of the park, and it's really good to take, you can depend on how young your kids are or how old they are, but mm-hmm. there's different hikes that you can take. One of my favorites is the Baylor Canyon hike, and you can take your dog there. It's really cool. It's just gorgeous down here. So
awesome. And are there any things that you wish there were in Las Cruces to enjoy by the public?
Well, you know, one thing, like, I am kind of an outdoorsy person, so that's sort of where my mind goes right away. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, if it was me and I could just wish anything into existence, I would love to have, like, a grand central park for Las Cruces. Because right now there's really not anything that's a central gathering place in my mind that's just like a place where, you know, thousands of people could come and enjoy like a concert or something. I mean, we have some parks and they're nice, but they're not huge. So if I could run the city, I would love that. There actually is a go bond that's being a general obligation bond that's being floated right now. People are voting on it here in Las Cruces, and one of the things that they're talking about is putting more investment into parks, which I think is really important, because it's almost like the front lawn of a community. So if I had my druthers, that's what I'd do.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're talking about all these, like, cool finds, but we forget sometimes that we do have, you know, parks and outdoor spaces. We're lucky here in New Mexico to have a lot of those kind of outdoor things that we can participate in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I love it here. It's beautiful. Beautiful 10 months out of the year. So
yeah.
It's always a good time to go outside, for sure.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. Sylvia Ulloa is a reporter with New Mexico In Depth. We have a comment here from Samantha. She said codeclubs.org offers free coding clubs, computer coding clubs, for girls age 6 to 12 at the Jewish Community Center and at UNM campus. The meetings start next week and registration is open. What do you think about that?
Well, at the library, we also offer Code Club for 9 to 17-year-olds. We have Code Clubs at our Juan Thibault and our main branches currently. And in September, we're expanding to South Valley. And they meet once a month, but in September, we'll be ramping up in every location will have two opportunities per month. Again, totally free, and we're very excited about that. The city has made some additional funding available to us, City Council, the Mayor's Office, to help us increase some programming to youth, and this is one of the areas we're focusing on. So we're really excited as we move into fall.
All right, we're talking about not spending any money today and finding resources and events that cost nothing to participate in. This is Let's Talk New Mexico, and I'm Marisa DeMarco. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
The 2019 models are out this month. Thinking of getting a new or newer vehicle? If yours isn't worth as much as a trade, think about donating it instead to KUNM. You get a great feeling, and if you itemize, a sizable tax deduction. What you don't get is the expense of fixing it or the headache of trying to sell it outright. Even if it's not running, we will tow it. No worries. Go to KUNM.org and under support, click Donate Your Vehicle or call 888-KUNM-CAR.
Young adult fiction writers have to know their audience. Young readers want immediacy and a way to relate to the book's characters. On the next Native America Calling, we're talking with Native young adult writers who also see the need for more stories from a young Native person's point of view. We hope you'll join us.
Weekday mornings at 11 on KUNM.
Welcome back to Let's Talk New Mexico. I'm Marisa DeMarco, and today we're talking about public resources, everything from family passes to museums, to ukuleles at the library, to business classes, to boxing gyms at community centers. What tips do you have for us? What's useful to you? And a quick reminder, public radio has some restrictions, so we are not talking about prices for anything, but we are only talking about stuff that is 100% no cost, and we want to hear from you. What do you think of these programs? What do you wish was available? What's cool out where you live anywhere in New Mexico? Give us a call at 277-5866 or tweet us with the hashtag #LetsTalkNM. Charlotte Jasinski is the calendars editor with the Santa Fe Reporter, and she's on the phone with us now. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning, Marisa. How are you?
Doing good. What are your personal favorite things out there in Santa Fe that don't cost any money?
Oh, my gosh. It was really hard to narrow down, actually, my favorite stuff to do that's completely free. I think something that Santa Feans really appreciate and that I know I really appreciate is, like, connecting with each other and talking to people and meeting with people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of opportunities where, you can sit and there are some free concerts. You can sit and watch and then leave and not say a word the entire time. But stuff that people can talk to each other and connect with each other is really awesome. And one of my favorite things for stuff like that are various open mics we have in town, which we kind of have a lot for such a tiny town. And one of my favorite ones is the Santa Fe Poetry Trails open mic, which is the first Monday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
at Teatro Paraguas. And I think sign up starts at 6:30, and just like poetry and people chatting and getting to know each other and really gorgeous work and some silly work and stuff like that. And then of course there's also the Tumble Root open mic on Wednesdays. There's a new one at a new venue called About the Music every Thursday evening. And then the Mineshaft Tavern down in Madrid has it the first Thursday of every month. And so that was the first thing that popped to mind. And they're always free in Santa Fe, which is great.
So you're the calendars editor up there at the Santa Fe Reporter. That means you see a lot of stuff. What are some real good finds that people might not know about?
Let's see. Being a calendar editor is super fun. If you ever want to check out our calendar, it's sfreporter.com/cal, where I put everything that I find. One of my favorite ones that people don't know about and really should, because it's remarkably cool, is the IAIA has artists in residence. And, you know, between twice and three times a month between now and December, they have the artists in residence open studios. And you can go to IAIA.edu, and then on the left, there's like a little menu, and you can click AIR, which is artists in residence. And sometimes there's even dinner, which is always good for me, the weight of my heart through my stomach. But in addition to that, you have dinner with the artists in residence who are remarkable human beings whose work is in museums and galleries across the country, and they come to IAIA for these really incredible residencies. You have dinner with them, you chill out, you talk to other people who love art, and then you go tour their studios and see their work and see what's going on. Not all of them have dinner, but some of them do. And that's just kind of, that seemed too good to be true. I had to like double check, like, oh my gosh, is this actually free? And it really mm-hmm. is. And I just think that's the coolest thing in the world.
That's kind of how I felt as I was researching our libraries. I was like, what is this? This is real. This is free. You can just go get a ukulele.
Totally.
Right?
Totally. Like, how can this possibly not cost me anything? Okay, I have to go do this. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling us this morning, Charlotte. We appreciate your expertise. We have a Facebook comment from Manuel. He says they do a free low riding workshop. So low writing, that's a pun, WRITING, at El Chante. And they are starting back up after their summer hiatus. It will be the first and third Tuesdays of every month. Here's another one, an email from Vanessa. She says Safer NM offers free child car seat fitting stations. She says 3 out of 4 car seats are installed correctly, so you can get it done right at a fitting station. We're going to go to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. So I'm calling about community cats that need to be spayed and neutered. We have a program where you can get your community cat spayed and neutered for free. This is a service that's funded by the city. people can call 311 anytime and be connected with this program. It's also extended to the county, so anyone in the area that has a community cat, please call us and we will help get it trapped if need be, or and take care of the cat, get it shots, and get it spayed and neutered.
All right, so that's a community service that offers spay and neuter and shots. So thank you so much to Mark for calling in to share that with us. We're going to check in with Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer. Can you hear me, Jennifer?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. So what are you thinking about this morning?
Well, I was thinking about getting some education out there. Okay. I work with the RMA Kidney Foundation. We are a local non-for-profit. We are trying to, our goal is to improve the quality of life of individuals who are at or at risk of kidney disease, and we try and do that through education. So we have a lot of free programs that our doctors do. We send, if someone wants some more information or education about kidney disease, risks, effect, living donation, dialysis, any of those things, they can contact the RMA Kidney Foundation. We have a website, nmkidney.org. We've gone to several schools and spoken to classes. We've gone to some senior centers and also spoken with individuals there, just trying to get the word out on what people can do to improve their lives. And we've got so many projects that we're working on to just reach out to rural, I'm so sorry I can't talk this morning, to rural areas in New Mexico and make sure that all New Mexicans are educated about kidney disease.
All right. Thank you for that. And just a reminder, we'll be posting all of this online at kunm.org. We'll find these resources. So if you hear something that's useful to you, and hopefully you have, that'll be online at kunm.org. I know the city also runs a website where you can check out all, like you can click on things that don't cost money, right? Mm-hmm. Tell us about it, Diana.
Yeah, so I've been actually wanting to say this whole time, but if you're in Albuquerque or near the Albuquerque area, the city runs a website called Albuquerque To Do, ABQ To Do, sorry. And you can go there and one, anybody can post their event on there, regardless of what kind of event it is. There's tons of categories. You can select from. But if you look on the main home screen, on the main banner, there's a whole category that's just called free. So if you click on that, you can see all of the free events that are posted on that community calendar and, you know, the dates they're happening, the neighborhoods they're happening in. And so ABQ To Do is a great resource, one, if you're putting on an event, and two, if you're just looking for something fun to do.
All right, we're going to take a call from Bonnie in Las Vegas. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning. Thank you for offering this service to the communities across Las Vegas. I represent Comodoro de San Pascual Incorporated. We're an independent organization formed for the purpose of offering a meal and the opportunity to socialize for anybody. It's completely free. We're open Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We serve 4:30 to 5:10 at Our Lady of Sorrows Parish Hall. It's on the east side of the plaza in Old Town, Las Vegas, New Mexico. We've been offering meals for approximately 8 years. We are currently offering around 555 meals each week. That includes the hot meal that anyone can come and partake of, and then the food pantry bags that they can take home with them to help them get through the week.
And I like what you said there. Like, this is about nutrition and sustenance, but it's also about, you know, hanging out with community, right, and sharing a meal together.
Yes, and many of the people that come regularly come early. Some help us with our packaging of rice and beans that are, because we offer rice and beans in our food pantry bags each time. And they come and help us with that or putting the bags together, or they just come and sit around and talk. And then we have a volunteer that comes and plays the guitar and sings. So it's really an interesting experience. We know our people well enough. When they're not there, you know, you're concerned about them. So it's been a wonderful experience. Our volunteers have been there a long time, and we'll take anybody who wants to also volunteer, especially young people. I think it's important to know that all communities have these kind of issues of food insecurity, where people don't have enough food, because our population ranges from people with young kids, toddlers, up to the very old who need help because they're on fixed incomes.
All right. Thank you so much, Bonnie, for calling in this morning. As I was doing research for this show, I know there are a lot of food pantries and opportunities for people to find food, but I did spot this one. Silver Horizons does these pop-up markets for seniors in Albuquerque, the South Valley, and Boleyn. There's no sign-up. You don't have to bring any paperwork. Seniors can just show up. They can pick out groceries, pet food, toiletries, stuff like that, no charge. And I'll put a link to their calendar and all their pop-up sites online at KUNM.org. So now we'll hear from Ellen in Albuquerque. Good morning, Ellen.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know a couple of things. Downtown at the transportation center, if you use the city bus, you can go down there and pick up the bus schedule, and that won't cost you anything. And then also there are resources for the blind community. We have Newsline for the Blind, which you can call a number, and you might have to get signed up for it, but everything is completely free, so you can, if you are going to volunteer, you can take advantage of that.
All right. Thank you, Ellen. So I think what I'm hearing there is that there's some resources for the blind community in Albuquerque. Diana, do you know anything about these services?
Not off the top of my head.
We'll find it. We'll find it and post links to it. What are some of the, what are some of the barriers to people accessing these services? I think sometimes maybe folks don't know about it, but what makes it hard for people to realize all of the free opportunities and resources around them? Diana?
I think a lot of it is that people just might not know. Like when I came on with the city, there were so many things that, the libraries are doing or that are just all of our departments here in the city of Albuquerque are doing that I just didn't know about. And so something that I've been focusing on is figuring out ways to really like get these opportunities out into the communities and the neighborhoods and to the citizens of Albuquerque and around Albuquerque. And then also, I think another thing is, and like why this is super important for me, like why having access to the Albuquerque Museum of Art and History is like for free is important, or why the libraries are free is important, or why the Balloon Museum is free. Why it's so important for me is because everybody deserves to be there. These are spaces for everyone. And I think sometimes people might feel like a little intimidated, like, oh, I'm going to an art museum. Do I have to dress fancy? It's like, no, you can wear whatever you're already wearing on that Sunday morning and go look at beautiful art and history in the beautiful, like, Old Town district of Albuquerque.
Yeah.
It's for everyone. It's for you. It's for us. It is ours.
Yeah, they're public spaces. They belong to us. We have an email comment from Vinny who says he is so appreciative of free daytime concerts at public libraries, free daytime readings at local independent bookstores, but that transportation can be a limitation. They use the bus, but the hours aren't great. So especially for evening events, for example. And I think I've heard that from some other folks as well. We're coming to the end of the hour today. Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk New Mexico. Diana Delgado of Albuquerque's Cultural Services Department, Linda Davis of the Albuquerque and Bernalillo County Public Libraries, Charlotte Jasinski from Santa Fe Reporter, Sylvia Ulloa from New Mexico In Depth, Mary Ann Hatchett from the State Department of Cultural Affairs. Thanks, everyone. Lots of people do good work out here and offer free services and programs. I'm sure we didn't get to everything. So if we didn't mention something that you think is useful and you'd like it to be included in our list online, email letstalk@kunm.org. We're going to post links to everything we talked about today. If you missed any of our program or if you'd like to share it with friends, the audio of this show will be posted to our website, kunm.org, where you can also find previous shows. Join us next week when Hannah Cole talks about life-threatening food allergies in schools. Thanks to Roman Garcia, our engineer today. Celia Rainey screened your calls. Hannah Colton live tweeted the show, and Elaine Baumgartel is our executive producer. I'm Marisa DeMarco. This is KUNM.